God's love be your love.
If fear went on sale today, how much more of it would you buy? I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. In Matthew's gospel, there is the parable of the talents. The landowner distributes talents or money or currency to his servants. Each was given according to their ability to handle it. They were given instructions to invest it while the landowner was away. Two invested wisely and was rewarded appropriately, but the third was afraid. Yep, fear got him, and he hid his talent in the ground. He tried to justify his actions by blaming the landowner. It's because of you. It is your fault. I was afraid. I knew you were a hard person, so I hid my talent in the ground. Well, welcome to day 7 of the first 10 days of 2010. We are well on our way to a favored and fabulous new year. But to get there, we need to cut it out. Cut out being afraid to use your gifts and talents that God has given you. Cut it out. Cut out being afraid to try something new. Just cut it out right now. Blaming other people for your mistakes and for your failures and for your misery. You are the one that's in charge of the quality of your life. Cut it out. Cut out comparing what you've got to what somebody else has. Go on, cut it out. Touch your neighbor and say, cut it out. Cut it out. Cut clutching to the little that you have. Afraid to stretch out on God's plan, so you give up too soon on dreams that can really come true. Beloved of God, it's not how much you get that's important. It's being faithful to what is given. The Word of God says, be faithful over a few things, and God will make you ruler over much. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Go on, cut it out.